أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون. يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم. We were in the discussion of the middle of this ayah, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, in which Allah تبارك وتعالى says that those that had done wrong, those who had transgressed the laws of Allah, those who are guilty of committing sins, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, they will be recognized by the signs. We discussed like how those that do good will have signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place different signs on their faces that will be glowing. These mujrimeen, their faces will become gloomy, their eyes will become blue, and the malaika will then recognize them by the various signs, and each sign will show a different kind of sin that was predominant in these individuals. فَيُخَذُ بِالنَّوَاسِ وَالْأَقْدَامِ, then they will be taken by the nawasi, that is the forelock, wal aqdam, and they will be taken by the feet. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that when they are going to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam by the forelocks, by the feet. Other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be moved by their faces, and they will be thrown in with their faces first into the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nawasi, the forelock, and Allah speaks about the feet. Some ulama have stated that there will be some that will be dragged by the forelocks into the fire of Jahannam. Others will be dragged, they will be chained, and they will be dragged by the feet into the fire of Jahannam. We discussed this, Allah save us, but the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them go through what is called the pul sirat, what we call the pul sirat, the bridge that is over the fire of Jahannam. And those who are successful, and Allah make us from the ones that are successful, will pass it successfully inshallah and go into Jannah. Those who are unsuccessful, they will slip on the sirat, and this sirat is over the fire of Jahannam, and from there they will go into the fire of Jahannam. The disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have them flung by their faces, by their nawasi, by their forelocks, and by their feet. Now, some of the commentators have explained that their feet and their nawasi, their forelocks, their heads, their foreheads, and their feet will be tied together. And in this way, they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam, and when it is tied together, their ribs will begin to crack. And then some have stated that even worse than that will be those that will be tied, not their forehead coming down towards the feet from the front, but from the back. In other words, they will bend backwards, and because they bend backwards in trying to stop the deen of Allah, in trying to stop others from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from practicing on the deen of Allah, they will be tied backwards, and in that way their ribs will begin to break, and then they will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the favors of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny? A person is traveling from one place to another. You know that the road is a very, very dangerous road. There are bandits, there are highway robbers. The road is not conducive, and you warn this person. And you say to this person, my brother, do not travel on this road. There is extreme danger. The possibility is you are never going to reach your destination alive. That person that is signaling the warning is doing an extreme favor to the person that wants to take the very dangerous road. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also warning us that this road of ma'siyah, this road of disobedience, the road of transgression, the road of breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very dangerous road. You are never going to reach your destination, and your destination is Jannah. You are going to be falling off from the path. You are going to deviate from the path, and you are going to go into the fire of Jahannam. This is Allah that is warning us himself about all this. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This is Jahannam, that Jahannam which the Mujrimun, the transgressors, the guilty ones, the sinners had been refuting and they had been denying. When they are told about Jahannam, then the disbelievers don't believe in the concept of Akhirat in itself. Believers, wa na'udhu billah, sometimes we put false hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say that it is never a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that types of belief. But hence they do not want to accept this concept that Allah speaks about from time to time in the Qur'an Kareem. And hence Allah Rabbul Izzah says, يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. Then they will go around يَطُوفُ, like how we say we make tawaf of Baytullah. They will go around and they will make tawaf between the fire of Jahannam وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن, and between boiling water. Now here some have said this boiling water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set up to boil from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. Allah created Jannat Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up this boiling water and it boils and it boils every day from that day. Millions of years have passed and that water is boiling and boiling. Some of the Sahaba used to say, nay, it is molten copper that is boiling and boiling. And hence, between them, going between the two will mean that they will go into the fire of Jahannam. And then when that extreme thirst comes upon them, and any thirsty person will desire water, and hence this boiling water or this molten copper will be given to them, and when they put it to their mouths, it will begin to burn their lips. When it touches their tongue, their tongues will burn. When it goes to the gullet will burn. When it comes down to the belly, everything will burn. And in this way, the punishment will be a punishment upon a punishment. Fil hamim thumma yusjaru fil nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another explanation himself about this hamim in an. And some have stated that in itself is an adab of the fire of Jahannam, that this molten copper will be boiling and boiling and they will be thrown into it. In one narration, as the flesh touches it, the flesh will begin to burn out, and then everything, the skin burns out, and then the flesh burns out, and then the bones of that person begins to burn out. Such is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you deny, O insan, O jinnat? This is the seventh of the seven فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the disobedient servants, who discusses those who are going to go into the fire of Jahannam, discusses those that have become obedient. And we said that there are seven doors of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us, Allah warns us, and Allah carries on reminding us that these are the consequences of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst His pious servants. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.